All right, we have begun to record this call. Ya empezamos a grabar esta llamada. Ya introducimos a nuestros visitantes. I already introduced our special guest speakers, if I could say that. Brother Sid, Sister Jessica, hermana Jessica y el hermano Sid. Y acabo de decir que ellos tienen un deseo, un amor para nuestros nuevos conversos. I've already stated that they have a love and a desire, a burden for our new converts, the new folks that are coming into our church. And there's many people in our church that are developing this love, this burden for our new converts. Mucha gente en nuestra iglesia ya están adquiriendo y recibiendo este mismo amor, este mismo deseo para ayudar a almas nuevas. That's the focus of the call tonight. Ese es el enfoque de la llamada esta noche. And the Lord is continuing to spread this burden, this desire, this love throughout our church. You can see it. You can feel it. El Señor está dando este amor, esta hambre, este deseo a mucha gente en nuestra Yarabashatai. Boy, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost just saying it. It's the truth. El Señor está dando esto a mucha gente en nuestra iglesia. It's spreading. It's spreading like wildfire. Está compartiéndose en toda nuestra iglesia. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and give it to Brother Sid and Sister Jessica. Let me see, whose line am I going to open your lines together? That's the one thing I didn't discuss with them. So I'm going to open up Brother Sid's line now and Sister Jessica, and if that's all right, unless you folks want to text me otherwise. Un momentito mientras que yo abre estas líneas. All right, here we go. All right. I'm still on the line, everybody. I'm just trying to find Brother Sid's line on this call, and I cannot find the number that you texted me, Brother Sid. Let me look for it one more time. Okay, here we go. Brother Sid, I just opened up your line, I believe. Hold on one second. All right, Brother Sid, I just opened up your line, and I'm going to be translating for you, so every few seconds, just be mindful of me translating into Spanish. Brother Sid, did you want me to open up Jessica's line as well, simultaneously, or just yours first?
You know what, Brother Vic? Jessica's going to go ahead and speak first, so if you'd like to open her line up, and she's going to talk.
Very good.
And then I'll jump on in a few minutes.
Thank you, sir. Let me mute your line. I'm going to now open up Sister Jessica's line. All right. Hermana Jessica, I just opened up your line. So go right ahead, and I'll be translating for you every couple sentences. Sister Jessica, go right ahead.
Hi, Brother Vic.
Oh, hello, Sister Jessica. You are live.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Thank you. What I'm going to talk about, I just want to say. Oh, did you want to translate that, Brother Vic?
Thank you. No, this is good. I never get that opportunity given to me, so this is good. I appreciate it. Thank you. La hermana Jessica quiere hablar de ciertas cosas y ella quiere decir.
What I'm about to talk about, I am no expert by any means. I'm just talking from my own experience.
Yo no soy experta en estos casos. Yo nomás estoy hablando de mi propia experiencia.
But I wanted to talk about when people come to the church and we start giving ourselves to the people of our
Cuando la,
to the people.
La gente nueva empieza a venir a la iglesia y cómo nosotros empezamos a dar de nosotros mismos a esta nueva gente.
And what I wanted to say is that in the Bible, in Philippians 2 and 4.
La palabra de Dios dice en el libro de Filipenses capítulo 2 y versículo número 4.
It says, "Look not every man on his own things."
Go ahead and read. Is that the whole verse, sister?
But every man also on the things of others.
Okay, en español, no mirando cada uno por lo suyo propio, sino cada cual también por lo de los otros.
Okay, and then what I wanted to say, you know, based off of this scripture, is we have been very blessed for doing this.
Lo que yo quiero decir de esta escritura es que nosotros hemos sido bendecidos en hacer esto por la gente nueva de nuestra iglesia.
And blessings, not only, you know, financial blessings, but blessings that come in all different forms.
No solamente bendiciones financieras, pero bendiciones que vienen de diferentes aspectos en la vida.
And it never fails when we begin to reach out and help new ones. It's like the window of blessings just opens in our lives.
Yes. Nunca falla. Cuando empezamos a ayudarle a las almas nuevas, las bendiciones del cielo empiezan a caer sobre nosotros.
We don't do that for the blessings, obviously. Our heart is in it because we really want to help people.
Ahora, no estamos haciendo esto para recibir las bendiciones, pero hacemos estas cosas porque de verdad, de corazón, queremos ayudar a estas almas nuevas.
But when you get into helping people, we have noticed there's a principle there, and God will bless you.
Pero sí hemos notado que cuando empezamos a ayudarle a las gentes nuevas, el Señor empieza a bendecir.
Even if it's just when someone's coming to church and you going out of your way to say hello and talk with them.
Simplemente si cuando alguien está saliendo de la iglesia, si usted nomás toma unos momentitos de ir a hablar a una gente antes de que salgan de la iglesia.
And start building a friendship or a relationship with them.
Yes, amen. Simplemente se trata de empezar a construir una relación, una amiguez. La mamá me va a corregir. De empezar a ser amigable con esa gente.
Yeah. I believe once people start feeling connected to the body of the church, they start feeling like they belong there.
Cuando la gente empieza a sentirse que es parte del cuerpo de Cristo, de la iglesia, ellos van a empezar a sentir que pertenecen con nosotros.
And there's strength for them in that, and they feel accepted, and they feel like it's part of they're part of this church.
Very good. Y hay fuerza para ellos en esto, y ellos van a sentir que son parte de nuestra iglesia.
And I know it's not always convenient to reach out to others and take someone to eat or spend time with people.
Y a veces no nos conviene, hermanos, tomar tiempo de ir con ellos y sacarlos a comer, e invertir tiempo y gasto de dinero con ellos a veces.
But in the end, I believe it's the chances are more likely the fruit will produce in that person.
Pero hay más oportunidad que la fruta va a empezar a crecer en esa nueva persona cuando invertimos este tipo de tiempo con esa gente.
And I'm just going to tell a testimony about Sid and what I witnessed about Sid when he came into church.
Yo simplemente voy a compartir un testimonio que ocurrió cuando mi esposo Sid entró a la iglesia.
For 8 years, I would invite Sid to church, and he would come sometimes, but not all the time.
Por 8 años, yo invité a mi esposo Sid, pero él venía a veces, pero no venía todo el tiempo.
But one day, Brother Tony started reaching out to him.
Pero un día, el hermano Tony empezó a hablar con mi esposo, y venía a la casa de vez en cuando.
And there started to be a friendship for me between Tony and Sid.
Y se empezó a formar una amistad, una relación de amigos entre los dos.
And then after Brother Tony, I noticed Brother Sean started reaching out to Sid and forming a friendship and and getting closer to Sid.
Y después de Tony, empezó el hermano Sean a acercarse al hermano, a mi esposo Sid, y empezar a crear otra amistad y amiguez con hermano Sid.
And one day I woke up and I was getting ready for church. And when I was going to leave, Sid got up and he started getting dressed. And I didn't even ask him to.
I didn't know this. This is great. Un día yo me empecé a alistar para la iglesia. Y de repente mi esposo Sid se empezó a vestir y alistarse para la iglesia para ir conmigo. Solito.
And Sid said, I'm going to church too. And I was very shocked.
Y mi esposo me dijo, yo también voy a ir a la iglesia. Y yo estaba sorprendida de esto.
But I know it was the Lord drawing Sid, but also it was Brother Tony and Brother Sean being used of the Lord to build a friendship with him.
Era el Señor que estaba haciendo esto, pero estaba usando a Sid, hermano Tony, hermano Sean, para crear una relación de amigos con él, para que él pudiera entrar.
And I believe that that friendship, it was used to bring Sid into church, and it was very powerful, just someone reaching out to him and caring.
Y yo estoy segura que fue esa amistad entre los amigos que le ayudó a mi esposo poder entrar a la iglesia.
So that's just one testimony that, you know, I wanted to share, but I've seen it many times happen when people begin to reach out.
Eso es solamente un testimonio que puedo compartir, pero yo lo he visto muchas veces en mucha gente haciendo ese tipo de relación con nueva gente.
There's something powerful when we invite someone into our lives and into our church that happens.
Hay algo muy poderoso que pasa cuando invitamos a alguien a la iglesia, pero los invitamos a nuestras vidas personales. That's very good, Jessica. Let me get this straight. It's not just inviting them to church, but it's inviting them into your personal life. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
No nomás invitando a la gente a la iglesia, pero invitándolos a su vida personal.
And 2 years ago, after Sid started coming to church, he got the Holy Ghost.
Y hace dos años, después que Sid empezó a venir a la iglesia, él recibió el Espíritu Santo.
And again, I know the Lord does the drawing.
Yo sé
but
que
I
es
believe
el Señor.
Tony and Sean were willing vessels.
Amen.
That helped.
Fue el Señor que empezó a llamar a mi esposo Sid, pero fue Tony y Sean que fueron los vasos que el Señor usó para atraerlo.
And I just want to encourage everyone to find somebody that's been coming to church that's new and really get connected with them.
Quiero ayudarle a todos, a compartir esta palabra con todos, de empezar a ser un amigo, una amiga, una persona nueva que está viniendo a la iglesia.
Because at the end of the day, they can be saved and your soul will be blessed for it.
Porque al fin de las cuentas, esas almas van a ser salvas y usted va a ser bendecido por serlo.
And that's all I had, Brother Vic.
And that was great, Sister Jessica. Gracias, hermana Jessica. And now I'm going to go ahead and put on Brother Sid. Let me make sure his line ends in 3148. All right, let me just do this. All right, Brother Sid, I'm opening up your line now. And Brother Sid, we just heard all about you, and it's all true. This is a good
Sid. I love my wife, and I thank her for the kind words that she said.
Yo amo a mi esposa y le doy las gracias por las palabras muy bonitas que ella dijo de mí.
So, Brother Vic, I'm going to be reading from 1 John 4 and 7.
All right, let's read from 1 John 4 and 7. El primer libro de Juan, capítulo número 4 y versículo número 7. Go ahead, Brother Sid.
It says, Dear friends, Let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
Amados, amémonos unos a otros, porque el amor es de Dios. Todo aquel que ama es nacido de Dios y conoce a Dios.
And Brother Vic, I'm going to go a little bit different with this. Jessica was very right about blessings.
Mi esposa Jessica estuvo muy correcta en decir, hablar de las bendiciones que vienen cuando le damos a la gente nueva.
But what I want to say is, we all have to put ourselves out there for the new ones.
Lo que yo quiero decir es que cada uno de nosotros tenemos que extendernos para la gente nueva.
And sometimes that could be hard.
Y a veces eso es difícil. That is the truth for the story.
Yes. As for whatever reason, sometimes we don't want to do it because we're tired or frustrated or we just have other things in our lives going on.
A veces estamos cansados y frustrados porque tenemos muchas cosas que están pasando en nuestras vidas.
But we have to remember that if we can impact someone in a little way, we could potentially be saving them,
very,
bringing them to church.
Very good, Brother Sid. El hermano Sid dijo que si podemos impactarlos de una forma tan insignificante, puede parecer como algo tan pequeño, insignificante, pero para ellos es un impacto muy grande. That is the truth, Brother Sid.
And the other thing too is, I've learned that we have to become selfless.
Yo he aprendido que nos tenemos que ser, I'm trying to translate that one in Spanish, Brother Sid speaks some good Spanish. No podemos pensar en nosotros mismos, pero tenemos que dar de nosotros a la gente nueva.
Good translation, Brother Vic.
Thank you, Brother. The long way around.
We have to be able to put everything aside to help or be with any new person that comes in at any time.
Tenemos que estar disponibles y listos de ayudarle a la gente nueva a cualquier tiempo, con cualquier situación.
And I just believe if we're selfless, there can be great things. All of us can do great things with the new converts.
Y de esa forma, cada uno de nosotros podemos hacer cosas muy grandes para los nuevos conversos.
I've seen in our church a huge change. I'm sorry, go ahead, Brother Vic.
Oh, yo he visto un gran cambio en nuestra iglesia.
And like Jessica said, when I first started coming, I didn't feel love from people.
Y cuando yo primero entré a la iglesia, yo no sentí, aunque la gente posiblemente me amaba, pero yo no pude sentirlo, obviamente. That's good, Brother Sid.
And like Jessica said, with just a small gesture from Tony and Sean, it was able to help me along.
Simplemente fue una ayudita, un empujito de Sean y Tony cuando me empezaron a venir a ser amigos conmigo, y eso me ayudó muchísimo.
Church, I want to tell you that I love all of you, and as seeing how we're evangelizing and going along with people, I love each and every one of you, and I'm proud of all of you.
I love what you just said right now, Sid. Let me get it straight before I translate. You love how that we are evangelizing with new people. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, all of us in the church.
This is so good. Hermano Sid cabe decir que él le encanta ver que como todos estamos evangelizando con nueva gente. Todo lo están haciendo. Es una bendición grande.
You know what, brother? This just came to me too, talking about everyone. That's the other thing. We cannot be jealous of each other.
Muy bien. No podemos estar celosos o tener envidia uno con el otro cuando empezamos a trabajar de esta forma. Very good, Brother Sid.
We have to help each other, and if doing little things to help each other will make a big impact, it's what we need to do.
Tenemos que ayudar uno al otro y vamos a impactarnos a la gente nueva y uno al otro en ayudar uno a otro.
This is beautiful, Sid. Unity. We're building unity. This is good. Unidad.
I love you guys and thank you. Brother Vic, that's all I got for tonight. Thank you.
That was great what you had for us, Brother Sid. We appreciate that. Gracias por esa palabra, hermano. Sid y hermana Jessica. Okay, I just got a few minutes. I don't have much to say, but I just want to finish up with this, everybody. Okay, someone just wrote in a message here. No esperando nada, solo esperar en lo que Dios hará a través de nuestros pequeños hechos de amor a la nueva persona. My mama, Elisa, San Diego, just wrote, she's supporting what Brother Sid said, not waiting or looking for a blessing, just expecting whatever God wants to give us by way of the small little things that we do for the new people. In they are acts of love that we're giving to the new people. All right. So this is what I want to say here, everybody. Brother Sid, Sister Jessica, again, thank you for your testimonies. Gracias por sus testimonios. Hermano Sid, hermana Jessica, vienen de su corazón. I know that all of you here know them, and you feel that love. Todos los que están aquí conocen hermano Sid, hermana Jessica, y pueden sentir su amor sincero, genuino, que vienen de sus corazones. I just want to give you a little testimony, un testimonio pequeño. It was about 3 or 4 months ago, hace 3 o 4 meses, we had a Sunday morning service. Tenemos un servicio domingo en la mañana, y no tuvimos servicio en la noche. We didn't have service that Sunday night. It was one of the holidays, era un día de fiesta, and I was on the phone talking to Brother Sid and Jessica right after Sunday morning service. Estaba yo en el teléfono hablando con hermano Sid y Jessica después del servicio. Y yo les dije que yo iba a ir a San Diego para visitar a mi mamá. And I told them that I was going to go to San Diego to visit my mom, you know, right after we got home. And I let them know that. Yo nomás les compartí eso. And I'll be honest with you, I wanted to invite Sid and Jessica to go with me to San Diego, but it's kind of a long trip. I didn't know if they would have accepted it. Yo quería invitarles a Sid y Jessica para ir conmigo para visitar a mi mamá, pero yo no pensaba que iban a aceptar eso porque era muy lejos. So I hung up the phone and I said goodbye. Entonces yo nomás me despedí y colgué la línea. About 2 minutes later, hace como 2 minutos después, Sid and Jessica called me right back. Sid y Jessica me llamaron de nuevo. And they said, hey, Brother Vic, hermano Vic. Yes, sí, les dije. We want to know if we can go with you to visit your mom in San Diego. Queremos saber si podemos ir contigo para visitar tu mamá en San Diego. What am I trying to say here, everybody? ¿Qué es lo que estoy diciendo? They feel comfortable enough. Se sintieron con tanta confianza de decirme, hermano Víctor, queremos ir contigo. We want to be part of who. Feel the anointing and I feel the love right now. Siento el ungimiento y el amor. We want to be part of your family, Brother Vic. We want you to be part of our family, Brother Vic. Queremos ser parte de tu familia, hermano Víctor. Queremos ser que tú seas parte de nuestra familia y queremos ser parte de la familia de tu mamá. And we want to be part of your mama's family. I want you to know, everybody, what a blessing it was to me. Qué bendición grande fue para mí para oír eso. I said, absolutely, let's go. De seguro, vámonos. So I drove to their house, hopped in their car, and we went all the way down to Fallbrook to visit mama. Yo fui a su casa, me fui en su carro de ellos, y fuimos a visitar mamá. And we surprised my mom. So le dimos una sorpresa de la vida a mi mamá. Mi mamá estaba tan feliz de ver
Sid y Jessica, because she's heard all about them. Mi mamá estaba tan feliz de oír, de ver Sid y Jessica, porque oyó tanto de ellos. She had already heard so much about Sid and Jessica, how great they were, and how much love, and how they were with new converts. My mama wanted to get to meet them, and she got the surprise visit that day. This is what we're talking about, everybody. This es lo que estamos hablando. I'm going to read a message that Brother Art Durama just read. You are absolutely right, Bro Sid, because we all have to remember that we were all new to the church at one time and how we felt. Usted está absolutamente correcto, hermano Sid, porque tenemos que recordarnos todos que cada uno de nosotros éramos nuevos a un tiempo y cómo nos sentíamos siendo nuevos. I'm going to end with this testimony, everybody. Voy a terminar con este testimonio porque ya se me terminó el tiempo. My time has run out. Yesterday, celebrating, Sister Vika received the Holy Ghost last night. Hermana Vika recibió el Espíritu Santo de forma poderosa, in a powerful manner. We went to celebrate yesterday. Last night, we went to In-N-Out, some of us. Varios de nosotros fuimos a In-N-Out Burger. Y cuando estábamos allí, yo sentí algo de darle una tarjeta a uno de los empleados. I felt something to give to one of the card to one of the employees there, a young man, un joven, y le di la tarjeta. And as we're walking out of the In-N-Out, cuando estamos saliendo del In-N-Out, something happened, everybody, and I want you to grasp this in your minds and in your spirits. Quiero que todos agarren esto en su mente, en sus espíritus. Cuando estábamos caminando para afuera, vi dos jóvenes que estaban entrando. As I'm walking out, I see two young men walking in. Sister Jessica told me later that when she saw them, she felt something for them. Jessica me dijo después que ella sintió algo para ellos, pero siendo mujer, no sentía esa confianza. Being a woman, she didn't feel too comfortable, you know, speaking openly to two men like that. But as soon as I saw them, I locked eyes with them. Amarré mis ojos con ellos. Y algo se resaltó en mi espíritu. Something jumped up in my spirit. And I just liarabashatai. I locked eyes with them. And it just came out of me. It exploded out of me. Se explotó de mí. And I said, hey, guys, I need to give you something. Muchachos, necesito darle algo. Algo. But it came out with such a boldness, with such a confidence, with such a faith. It was the Holy Ghost that just exploded. Era el Espíritu Santo que explotó en mí, hermanos. Les quiero dar algo. It wasn't just a card that I wanted to give. No era solamente una tarjeta que quería darles. I wanted to give them Jesus. Quería darle a Jesús a estos jóvenes. They stared at me. No mames, me miraron. They just stood frozen. Se pararon ahí como congelados. They were just staring at me. What is this guy going to give us? ¿Qué nos va a dar este hombre? Because I just stood there for a few seconds. I said, I want to give you something. And I just stared at them. It was kind of weird. I'm not going to lie to you. Les quiero dar algo. Y nomás me quedé mirando a ellos. And I reached into my pocket, and pulled out some church cards. Meté mi mano en mi bolsillo y saqué unas tarjetas. And I said, I need to give this to you. But it wasn't just a church card I was giving them. It was faith. It was Jesus I was giving them. Necesito darle esto a ustedes. No nomás fue tarjetas, pero fue Jesús, fe, que les estaba dando a estos jóvenes. This is my church. I want you to come. Esta es mi iglesia. Necesito que vengan. And this is what one of the young men said. Y eso es lo que uno de los jóvenes dijo. He said, I don't believe this. I was just thinking about going to a church. Uno de los jóvenes dijo, yo no puedo creer esto. Yo ahorita estaba pensando de ir a una iglesia nueva. And as soon as he said that, the Holy Ghost exploded in me some more. Cuando él lo dijo, el Espíritu Santo se explotó en mí una vez más. Well, you know, that's the reason why when I saw you, something in me exploded in me to give this to you. Por eso le dije, algo cuando yo te vi, se explotó en mí para darles esto. Necesitan venir a nuestra iglesia. El Señor está haciendo cosas grandes. You need to come to our church. God is doing great things at our church. Vika just received the Holy Ghost tonight. You're probably wondering what the Holy Ghost is, I told him. Vika acaba de recibir el Espíritu Santo. Y ahorita ustedes están pensando, ¿qué es el Espíritu Santo? Vengan a la iglesia para que aprendan lo que es. I said, you need to come to our church so that you learn what it is. Come. Vengan. And they just looked at me. Oh, okay. No, me miraron. Okay, okay. This is what the Lord is doing through us and in us, everybody. Es lo que el Señor está haciendo en nosotros. Nos está preparando y creciendo nuestra fe. I needed to share that testimony with you all. Necesitaba compartir ese testimonio con cada uno de nosotros. With that said, everyone, we've got to go. We'll see everyone who can be there Saturday morning at 11 a.m. I know the ladies are going to be going to a ladies' thing at the Rialto Church this Saturday. Yo sé que las mujeres van a ir a un servicio de las mujeres en la iglesia de Rialto el sábado. But those of you who can, we will be having our street service 11 a.m. Vamos a tener los jóvenes, los adultos, los hombres que pueden venir sábado a las 11. I think the youth are doing something tomorrow regarding outreach as well. Yo creo que los jóvenes van a estar haciendo algo referente a evangelismo mañana en la noche, pero de seguro sábado, but for sure Saturday morning at 11 a.m. God bless all of you in Jesus' name. Que el Señor los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. Amén.